T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gossip and entertainment. Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Okay, boomers. The Bachelor franchise, just when you thought it couldn't get any bigger.
Yeah.
Is getting bigger.
They're casting for an over 65 Bachelor.
Wow.
This is amazing. I love this.
But wait, are they going to pair him with an age-appropriate group of women?
Well, for Hollywood, yes. So it'll be 24-year-old women and a 65-year-old bachelor.
Well, they better cast for a 65-year-old bachelorette. Have you seen that Oil of Olay woman with the pure gray hair?
Oh,
I'm thinking she'd be great.
The woman that is, the 58-year-old woman who's going to be in Sports Illustrated this year. Yeah, you got a ton of silver celebrities that would be great on The Bachelor.
So there's that. And then elsewhere in Bachelor Nation, remember from The Bachelorette, the ultra villain, Chad Johnson, who would walk around eating protein and said he wanted to fight everyone from Kingdom Come, including Nick Viall.
Well, he's been arrested for domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
There was an argument with his ex-girlfriend. He was drunk at the time, punched a hole in a wall, and according to her, he also got physical with her. The police have arrested him. He actually, when they're calling, when she called the police, you can hear a man in the background screaming, "I hope you die."
He was also arrested, in addition to the domestic violence, arrested for robbery. So, break into her house and try to steal something and then got into it with her?
He doesn't remember any of it, and
he says,
"I screwed up 1,000%. So he does admit that he screwed up, but he doesn't remember any of it at the same time, so I don't know where that is.
There's backlash this morning against Amber Heard, and it is intensifying.
Yeah, you remember the audio came out about her admitting to hitting her ex-husband, Johnny Depp, and since the tape has been released, more petitions have been filed to try and get her fired from projects. Now, this has been going on for a while. You remember she was in Aquaman opposite Jason Momoa. And when these allegations started coming out, people were trying to get her fired from Aquaman 2. And so no word yet as to if any of the studios are going to bow down to these petitions. But I think it's an interesting thing because considering most of the domestic violence in Hollywood that we hear about is from males.
Yeah, and they would have lost their job right away. And there's another petition going around to get her booted from her role as global spokesperson for the massive cosmetics brand L'Oreal.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it intensifies or if it goes away.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Varsity Blues scandal has someone else going to prison. The heiress of the Hot Pockets microwavable snack fortune sentenced Tuesday to 5 months in prison.
Wow, 5 months? 5 months just for trying to get a fixer to get her daughters into the University of Southern California?
So what she did, she paid $200,000 for one of her daughters to be labeled as a fake volleyball, a beach volleyball recruit, and another $100,000 to have a proctor correct her daughter's ACT exam answers.
I wonder what she's going to eat in prison.
96.5 TIC.